Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Ayin Tes in Maseches Yevamos. It is the 880th daf in Shas. Bezer Hashem, we are going to pick up where we left off yesterday. We weren't able, due to Hanukkah lighting and other responsibilities, we weren't able to finish yesterday's daf. We're going to pick up about 15 lines into Ayin Ches Amud Beis. It's going to be continuing the topic of Mamzerus, as well as a prohibition of Nesina that David made Gzera on. And on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, we're going to have some beautiful Agadita that is going to share with us some beautiful midos about Klal Yisrael, beautiful interruption of Avodas Hashem. And then on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, we are going to discuss the halachos of Asaris, and that is someone that is sterile. So let's pick up 15 lines into the wide. First word on the line is Shalu. Shalu as Rabbi Eliezer. Mamzeres la'achar asr dorei mahu. We had yesterday, right in the beginning of the Gemara, the Shita of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that even though a mamzer, as we learned in our Mishnah, is aser la'olam, that does not apply to a mamzeres, who's aser for 10 generations. And yesterday we gave the source in the Gemara, that following Gemara, gives us the source of Reish Lakish. Today, Rabbi Eliezer was asked this halacha, mamzer sacher as la'achar asara de dori mahu. What's halacha about a mamzeres after 10 generations? To which the Gemara answers, Amalem, miyiten li dor shlishi v'atarenu. Rabbi Eliezer says, you won't even get a third generation of mamzerim. You don't even get that far. Forget about 10 generations. You don't even get as far as 3 generations, because they don't have the ability to come into the kal, and therefore they can't have children. Alma, says the Gemara, kasavar mamzara lochayi. He says that mamzerim don't live very long. What that expression means is that mamzerim generally do not live very long, and they do not prolificate. In other words, they don't have children, and therefore they die out. They don't live very long to have children. And they can't have children, and Rashi's take on it is shelo yitamu, tamu with an ayin, they shouldn't mix up sherim bidorosav, mix with the kosher. Chen amar Ravuna, and Ravuna also said, mamzer lo chayim, that mamzerim don't live very long. But didn't we learn mamzerin asurin v'isurin isur olam? Didn't we say that mamzerin are asur, and they're asur forever? Now, from this statement is mashma that the mamzer does live, however, they're just an isur. Am Rabbi Zer l'di mefarshim minei de Rabbi Yehuda di yada chai de lo yadi lo chai. The ones who know, and it's known by others that they're mamzer, so then in such a case, those live. However, those who don't know, don't live. From here, it sounds like it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own providence that doesn't allow mamzerim who don't know that they're mamzerim to live, in order that the entire population of Klal Yisrael not become Mu'urav b'mamzeris. That sheds a little bit of light on what we had heard earlier from Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says, but this in-between category of they know that they suspect that there's a problem, but they never entirely worked on that. So then, that is what we were referring to when we said 3 generations, because then the mamzeris will last 3 generations, tfeilo, but not longer than that. Tfelo chai, longer than that would not last. Along these lines, Gemara tells an interesting story. Ahud dav b'shvusei de Rabbi Ami. There was someone who lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Ami. Achriz alel de mamzer havo. And he made an announcement this person was a mamzer. Have a bachi va'azel. The fellow was crying and was insulted. Amar lei, Rabbi Ami said to him, I gave you the biggest gift. Chaim nasati l'cha. Because I announced that you're a mamzer, so now you no longer fall into the above category of people that don't know that they're mamzerim, who die immediately, but now you will stay alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will no longer give you a early gzar din of Misa to protect the Kedushas Yisrael. Amar Chana Bar Abba. Nesinim David Gazar Aleim. This is an important Gemara. This prohibition of Nesinim, which appears in our Mishnah, it also comes up in quite a few places in Shas. In Ksubis, it's in the third perek. Nesinim are the case of the Givonim. David made a gzera on them. Shenemar, as a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chafal says, Vayikra Melch LeGivonim VaYomer Aleim. The story of the Givonim is the story that begins in Yoshua and Perek Tes, where there were people who came. The Givonim came to Yoshua and said they came from a faraway land. They really weren't so from that far away, and they wanted to convert. So David made a gzeira that they can't come l'kol, despite Yoshua's conversion of the Givonim. That itself is a discussion in the halacha whether it was a valid gerus or not. Either way, David made a gzeira on them, as the pasuk says, "Va'givonim lo bnei Yisrael hema," indicating, despite what happened in Sefer Yoshua, they're not allowed to come l'day kol. My time of Gazrelem. Why did they make the gzeira? D'chsir the pasuk says, "Va'yi rav bimei David shalosham." There was a famine. And Shana Achar Shana, it took place year after year. Shana Rishona, Amar Lehem, Shema Ovdei, Avodas Kilchavim Yeshbechem. He asked whether in Klal Yisrael there were idol worshippers. Tichsid, because the Pasuk says that we will worship idols, this is what's going to happen. Vavatem Elohim Achim, Vishtachavisem Lehem, Vatzer Seshmaim, Vlo Yemotar. Batku Vlo Matsu. They searched and there weren't idol worshippers. Shnia, second year of the famine, Amar Lehem, Shema Ovrei Averi Yeshbechem. Maybe there are people who are consistently over Aveira. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayimnu Revivim Umalkosh Loaya Umeitzachisha Zona Haya Loch. The Pasuk says that if you're an over Aveira, so then in such a case I'm going to hold back the Revivim. The Revivim are a type of water. Bodku Velomatsu, they searched and they didn't find. Shlishis, the third year, Amlem, Shema Poshke Tzedaka Berabim. Maybe there are people who promise that they're going to give tzedakah, and then, in the end, they don't fulfill their promises. And that also says a pasuk in Mishle, Nisiyim v'ruach v'geshem ayin, ish mishalel b'matas sheker. That if a person promises something and he doesn't come through, so then in such a case, then geshem ayin, there isn't going to be rain. They search, Batku v'lo matzo. Amra, ein adavar talui ela bi. So therefore, David came to the conclusion that it must be that it's my fault. Very important lesson in of itself. David saying that it must be that if Klal Yisrael isn't nichshel on these averis, then it must be, instead of blaming others, he, after the Torah tells him the three things to check, he then immediately puts it on himself. And immediately David asked for Rachmanos. Mahi, what was his exact bakasha? That he asked specifically, when it says shol, it means he asked advice from the Urim V'tumim. My mashma, where did Reish Lakish see this in the pasuk Vakesh David as Pnei Hashem that it was Urim V'tumim? Amar Rabbi Lazar Asya Pnei. That the Torah says that one day that you're going to consult the face of Hashem by the Urim and the Tumim. What was Hashem's response? So the pasuk continues, "Vayomer Hashem el Shaul vel Beis Hadomim al asher heimis hagivonim." Now, literal reading of the pasuk is that it's due to Shaul and that refers to him killing the Givonim. That in Nov, there were Givonim that were killed. However, Chazal are going to expand on it in a slightly different direction. Al Shaul, Shalom Nisbad Kehalacha. Number one is that when the Plishtim killed Shaul, so then he wasn't eulogized appropriately. Val Beis Hadamim Asher Hemis HaGivonim. And the second thing is Shaul's murder of the Givonim. And where, asks the Gemara, do we even see that Shaul killed the Givonim? Ella, as we mentioned earlier, since Shaul killed Nov, because they provided for David sustenance, malalav kasav kiilu har gon. The pasuk considers it as if he killed the Gaonim. Now, what that means is the following. The Givonim were the ones who were the water carriers and the woodcutters. Once there was no Nov to provide water and wood, it gave a hit to the Parnasa of the Givonim, and therefore it's considered as if Shaul had killed them as well by hurting their Parnasa. The Gemara now asks that this is a strange accountability that we're giving to the Dor of David. On the one hand, Kotava, Kodesh Baruch Hu is being Tovan, Klal Yisrael, Al Shaul Shalom Nuskip Beit Kalacha, that Shaul wasn't mourned properly. V'katava asher hamis gonim. And they're also holding Klal Yisrael account for Shaul's mistake. In, says the Gemara, Amar Shalkish Maitich Siv, Bakshu es Hashem, Kol An Ve'aretz Asher Mishpato Polo, Ba'asher Mishpato. When it comes to judging a person, Sham Polo. We also mention his good things. So in this case, that means that just like when we hold Shaul accountable for killing the Givonim, we also mention that he was a man who was worthy of a lot of praise, and he was not eulogized appropriately. Amar David, but David now was surprised at the response of the Urim Vitum. Shaul nafiklu treisi yarchi shata. It's been now 12 months since Shaul's death, and it's no longer the right time to give a hesped. Only within the 12 months is it the appropriate time to give a hesped. And therefore, it's too late to do anything vis-a-vis the punishment of the hunger about the hesped, because there now a hesped would not be appropriate at all. Continues Gemara, the second line from the top of 9, Tessam and Alf Nesinim, but in regards to the sin of Shaul killing the Nesinim, Nikrinu v'nefai saying, let us call them and ask for them and appease them. Vayikra melech givon v'yerme lehem ma asa lechem, uvamo echaper, ubaruch ves nachlas Hashem. What could we do to appease you? Vayyerme lo givonim ein lanu kesev izov im shov im beisov v'ein lanu ish. We have no qualm vis-a-vis money. Shaul didn't take away our money. No qualms with Klal Yisrael, but rather yuten lanu shivu mibanav Anashim Ibanav, Vokanum Lashem, and let us hang them in front of Hashem. In other words, they wanted a real revenge from Shaul's descendants. Velo Paisinu, and they refused to be appeased. Omar, on this, David said, Shloshes Simanim Yesh Bumazo. There are three things that are signs of the Jewish people. Harachmanim, they're merciful. Vabaishanim, and they have shame. Vigom lechasodim. And this is why David now says the Givonim shouldn't come lekal. Rachmonim dichsiv enosnacha rachamim virichamecha mecha virbecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you compassion. Baishonim dichsiv bavur tiye yorasal penechem. That's become a famous song, right? In the Berchas Habonim. That the Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be on your face, that you should be bashful. By Avram Avinu, that we should follow in Avram Avinu's footsteps of being Gomle Chasan. Kol Shiyesh Bo Shlosha Siman Malalu, whoever has these three attributes, royally Dabek Umazo, they could attach themselves to Klal Yisrael. Hence, David was Gozer, that the Givonim were interested in revenge are not part of, they're not Rachmanim. To ask for such a thing is not a merciful thing. What had happened, it happened. For sure there needs punishment, but malicious revenge is something that doesn't belong in Klal Yisrael. What's the continuation of the story? What they had asked for? Pasuk says, Vayikach HaMelech Shnei Bnei Ritzpa Vasaya Asher Yodol Shol Sarmoni Vesmefiboshes Ves Chameshes Bnei Micha Bashol Shodol Adriel Bas Barzila HaMecholosi Vayitneim Biyad HaGivonim. And David gave them into the hands of the Givonim. Maishna Hani, back into the Gemara. The Gemara says, why did David choose these? Amravuna Hevirim Lefnei Aaron. He passed each one of the descendants in front of the Aaron. Kol Sha'aron Kotlo Lumisa. Whatever the Aron gave a psak. Now, how did the Aron give a psak? That the Benayahu explains that the person was kolate, got stuck in front of the Aron. That was a sign that that person needed to go to Misa. Kol she'ein Aron kotel l'chaim. So that's how David decided. Masa Rav Chana bar Ketina. Rav Chana asks, then how do you explain another part of the pasuk? Vayachmal amalech al mefiboshes ben Yonasan ben Shaul, that David had mercy. What type of mercy is involved over here? At the end of the day, the Aaron would be called giving the psak. And says the Gemara, Shelo Eviru, he didn't even take him in front of the Aaron. Asks the Gemara, is that appropriate? V'chi maso panim yesh b'davar? How could David do this? It's biased and not fair to everybody else. Elo she'eviru v'kolto. No, must be that he did pass him in front of the Aaron, b'fiboshes, u'bikesh lav rachamim. Upolto, and he asked for Rachmanis, and the Aaron let him go, according to the pshat of the Bnayyahu. Fakati mashve ponim yesh bedavar, that also is bias. Why does he daven dafker from Mephibosheth and not anybody else? Ela shebikesh rachim shelo yiklutu tenu ha'aron. He asked for Rachmanis that the Aaron shouldn't give Mephibosheth a negative psak. Vaksiv, but didn't we learn lo yumsu avos albanim? How could the descendants of Shaul be killed due to the sin of Shaul? Lo yumsu avos abanim. The children will not die on the sins of their fathers, as expressed in the next part of the pasuk. Uvanim lo yumsu alavos. Fathers will not die due to the sins of children, and children will not die due to the sins of the fathers. Amar b'chir b'amar b'yochanan. Mutav shetiyakar os achas min ha'teira va'al yischalo shem shamayim b'farhesya. You're right, it defied a word in the Torah, but it's better that a word of the Torah be undermined, like this pasuk, of lo yumsu avos albanim, that's described in Dvarim Chav Dalet, in the case in where there was a chilul Hashem. Rashi explains, let's go to Rashi inside, v'yischalu shem shemayim, halfway through the Amid, shu umas omros, omrim, the nations will say, ein umazu ro'yu davikba, that this nation is a nation that you don't want to get involved with. Sharei Pashtu Yideim BeGerim, because ultimately they attacked Gerim. Lito Mazona Sam Lo Asuba Nikama Rabosai. It's so important the way people perceive, the way we treat strangers. I should add that Rav Nevinzal, based on Chinuch, says that taking care of people who are away from home, in our case, Talmidim, who are American students who are living here in Eretz Yisrael, is a Kiyum Daraisa of taking care of Gerim. Vatikach Ritz Bavas Aya. That's the wife of Shaul Esasak, Vatateula Alatsur. She hung a sack where her sons were killed. Mitchilas Ktsir Anitach Maim Aleim Min HaShemayim. V'lo Nasna Lo V'Hashemayim Lanuach Aleim Yomam V'chayis Asad Laila. And she hung these things in order that the birds not prey on the bodies of Shaul's children. Asks the Gemara, how could they leave the children out? For how could they not bury the bodies? Don't we have a rule that a prohibition of leaving the body out, even if the body is chayiv misa? Again, says the Gemara, because of the same point. Better that a word of the Torah be undermined, but that God's name be sanctified. There were people who were going and coming. They were saying, Mativan shel elu. What did these guys do so bad? B'nei malachim heim. And they were children of kings. Uma asu pashtu yideim begerim. Because they did not treat gerim properly. Begerim gerurim. The gerim of gerur who are the givonim. Amru ein lecha uma sheru yiladavik bakizu. And they said, what a special nation Klal Yisrael is. Umab b'nei malachim kach. Certainly, if the sons of kings will be punished in such a way. Certainly, b'nei had yotos al-achas kam v'kama. Umab gerim grurim kach. Yisrael al-achas kama v'kama. If this happens to converts who are treated poorly, certainly someone who is part of Klal Yisrael, how well they are treated, even if it's royalty that treated them badly, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will defend the weak and the poor in Klal Yisrael. Minayad Netosfu al Yisrael Meva Chamishim Elef, and immediately 150,000 people joined together. Shnemar Vahila Shlema Shivim Elef Naisei Sabo Ushmainim Elef Choitzev Bahar. And there were so many that began to join Klal Yisrael due to this Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Asks the Gemara, how do you know that they are converts? V'dilma Yisrael Havu. Maybe they were part of Klal Yisrael in the first place. Says Gemara, lo sakadai t'chsiv mnei Yisrael einasan shloma avod. That ultimately these people started working. Yet Shlomo never gave people in Klal Yisrael to work. V'dilma, says the Gemara, d'goyzer dugzar ba'alma. Maybe they were just rented. They didn't convert. Elamehacha, rather from a different pasuk. V'yisaper Shlomo, kolo anoshim ha'erim asher b'eretz Yisrael, v'yimtzu mea v'chameshim elef, v'yasmeim shivim elef sabol u'shmoinim elef choytzev bahar. There's another pasuk that says expressly that these people were gerim. Now the Gemara comes back to the original subject, and that is the Nesinim themselves. That we said that David made a gzera on them. Unesinim David gazar lam, did Nesinim make a gzera, as we learned earlier, because they didn't have the simanim of going of Rachmanim, Gomel Chassam is another one. They weren't Rachmanim that they got revenge from Shaul's kids. Says the Gemara, but Moshe gazar lehem, four lines from the bottom. Moshe made the gzera. D'chsiv mechoy tevetzecha ad she'ev me'mecha. Parshas nitzavim. Moshe gazar, so what is it referring to? When Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm speaking to the woodcutters and the water carriers, which is exactly what the Nesinim, the Givonim, did. Moshe gazar hu dara, answers the Gemara. Moshe made the gzera for his generation. David gazar l'kulei dara. And David made the gzera for all generation. Asks the Gemara, Vakati Yoshua gazar alayim. But we know that Yoshua made the gzera. D'chsiv ha'yitnei Yeshua b'yem hu'chot ve'etzim v'sho ve'mayim la'eda ul'mezbeach Hashem. So it sounds like already Yoshua decreed that they're supposed to be sidelined in their involvement of Klal Yisrael. Answers the Gemara in the last line on the Ayin Tesam and Alf. Yoshua gazar b'zman she'em beis ha'mikdash kayim. David gazar b'zman she'em beis ha'mikdash kayim. The gzera of David is even when the Beis HaMikdash was not around. Rashi explains that because Yoshua's gzera was l'mizbeach Hashem, then specifically was the gzera. The Gemara continues on, Ayin Teslam and Beis B'meir Rebbe Bikshu Lahatir Nesinim. Rebbe wanted to allow the Givonim to come in. Amalehem Rebbe, Acham said to Rebbe, Chelkenu, our part, Natir, that you could allow them to come in. Rashi explains, let's take a look at Rashi, top Rashi on the Yomut. The Yecholin Bezdin Lahatir Lahafkir Chelkom Shel Yisrael. We could make Hefker the part of Klal Yisrael, and they will no longer be Avodim. However, Amr Lehem, but the Chacham said, Rebbe, Chelkenu Natir, we could be Matir our own Chelik through, according to Rashi and Tos Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Chelik Mizbeach Mi Yatir. But the fact that the Mizbeach has them as avodim, that they're going to cut the wood for the mizbeach, that you can't be matu. Pligad Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Dom Reb Chiya Bar Abba, this is in disagreement with Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yechonan, Chelek Eda La'olam Osir. When it comes to the component of their relationship with the Eda, in other words, that they are Osir, that they are avodim, and we can't marry them as well, that is forever. Chelik bizmeach bizman she beis hamikdash kayim osur ein beis hamikdash kayim shari. But the chelik mizbeach is dependent only when the beis hamikdash is standing. Tos explains divrei maschil bimei that even though we have a rule ein bezim mevatel divrei bezim chaver el ken gadol imenu bechachmul b'minyin, only a bezim that's greater, that does not apply to hefker bezim hefker. If this was only a monetary ownership, which seems to be what Rebbe is assuming, then it could be done even by a weaker Bezdin. This comes up halacha lemaisa in the tshuvos of the Rivash, that we still have the rule of Hefker Bezdin Hefker today, and if the source of a takana is based on Hefker Bezdin Hefker, then it could still be undone today. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati Shasris Choyletz V'choltzen. I heard that someone who is sterile, that individual could do Chalitza V'choltzen L'ishta, and you could do Chalitza to his wife. V'hasaris Loi Choyletz V'choltzen L'ishta. And I also heard that a saris, there are times that you can't. Vainly the Farish, and I don't know how to make sense of these two contradictory teachings. Does a Saris, who is someone who cannot have children, does his wife undergo Chalitza if he passes away? And can he do Chalitza? Contradiction. I'm Rabbi Akiva, I need a Farish. I'll explain. Sris Adam, if he became sterile because it was due to the act of another person, then he could do chalitza, and his wife is required to have chalitza. Because there was a time in which he was a halachic man in all contexts. However, if it was done literally by the son, but what that means is, as Gemara will explain on tomorrow's daf, that when he was in his mother's womb, then there was some heat that caused him to become a saris, so then he never had a shas kosher. Lo cholitz lo cholzin lishno. Mipnei shelo aysa lo shas kosher. Rabbi Lazar Eimer, loy. Kel sris chama cholitz v'cholzin lishno. You do chalitza for mipnei sheyesh lo refua, because that is something that is healable. However, sris adam lo cholitz v'cholzin lishno mipnei sheyesh lo refua. It's dependent on whether it has refua or not. Hey, Rabbi Shua b'mesera al ben. Megusas, Shahayi Birushalayim, Sris Adam. There's a person called Ben Megusas who was in Yerushalayim. The Yibmo es Ishto, and they did Yibum with his wife, Lakayim Divri Rabbi Akiva, to show Rabbi Akiva's words are correct, that Asaris undergoes Yibum. In other words, what we mean is the wife of Asaris undergoes Yibum. What about the Saris that is not supposed to undergo Yibum? Hasaris lo choletz v'lo miyabim. So that individual also cannot do chalitza and yibum, neither his wife nor he himself. V'chein eilinus, and also a woman who hasn't brought simane nakvus, full simane of an ikeva, so then in such a case, she does not undergo chalitza or yibum. Hasaris shecholetz liyivimta. What happens if you have a saris that was married to a woman, then he passes away? So then, in such a case, there is no chiyuv of chalitza, but there was chalitza that was done. So shecholatz liyivimto, as in a mistake, the brother of the saris did chalitza lo pasla. In such a case, she does not become pasul. The halacha is that a woman who undergoes chalitza is normally pasur min hakuhuna. As we discussed earlier in a Mishnah in the beginning of the 7th parak on Daf Samach Vav Amid Aleph. But here, since there was no Chiyuv of Chalitza, so it doesn't make her Pasul Lekuna. Ba'ala Pasla. But if there was Bia, in other words, one of the brothers falsely attempted to do Yibum, he should not have done Yibum, but he attempted to do that, so then she becomes Pasul Mepneshi Bila Znus, because it's considered like a Bia of Znus. V'chein Eilinus, same halacha in regards to an Eilinus. If Reuven is married to an Eilinus and he passes away without children, the Eilinus does not undergo Chalitza. However, what happens if erroneously Shecholtz Lo Achlin, Lo Pasul, it doesn't make her Pasul Kuna, Bala Pasul Mepneshi Bila So Bila Znus. Then she becomes Pasul Lekuna, as we explained above. Michti, let us analyze this, says the Gemara on Ayin Tesama Beis. Shamina the Rabbi Akiva comes according to Rabbi Akiva, to Amar, Chayve Lavin ki Chayve Krisus Dami, that Chayve Lavin are like Chayve Krisus. This is a sheet of Rabbi Akiva that we've discussed in the past on Mem Tes Amid Aleph, and that is Rabbi Akiva does not differentiate between Chayve Lavin and Chayve Krisus. If the Torah says that's a lav, even if it's not punishable by Kares, nevertheless the children are Mamzerim. If that's so, asks the Gemara the following. V'chayve krisus la b'nei chalitza. We know that chayve krisus from other mishnayos are not in the parsha of chalitza. And if that's so, the saris is an iser lav. So asks the Gemara, how could it possibly be that according to Rabbi Akiva, someone who's a saris, whether it's a saris of cham or whether it's a saris bidei shamayim, either way, there's an iser lav with them. And Rabbi Akiva's of the opinion that there's no difference between a lav and kares, and therefore there should not be b'nei chalitza ninu. V'chai v'kris lav b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninu? Question mark. So how can you have Rabbi Akiva discussing a saris at times being mutter? Amar Rabbi Ami hachim ha'iskinen. Kigon shenasa achiv giyoris. We're talking about a case that the brother had married a giyoris. And one more piece, Rabbi Akiva, Savla Krabiosi Damar Kal Gerim Lo Ikri Kal. that Gerim are not considered a Kal, and therefore, we discussed this opinion in the past, that there are many opinions who hold that there is no prohibition of a Lav to marry a Gioris, like we've discussed a couple of Dapim ago in regards to a Mitzri. Asks the Gemara, Yachi Ubivim na Miyabim, so why can't you do then Yibum? Einachinami, you really could. However, Vaidam Rabbi Shua Cholitz Amr Iu Nami Cholitz. Really, Yibum could also be done with the Saris and his brother's wife, who was a Gioris in the case of Yibum. Deka Nami Diktani Heid Rabbi Yeshua Ben Meser Al Ben Megusa Shoy Birushalayim Sris Adam V'Yibum Es Ishta the Kaim De Rabbi Akiva Shmamina. From the continuation of the Mishnah, seems to be that you'd be able to do Yibum. However, the Gemara challenges this. Masiv Rabba, Rabba has a difficult kash on this. We learned earlier that these individuals could be able to do chalitza, the above individuals, or yibum. Ketzav, what exactly is the case? Mesu, if you have one of these individuals who died, v'lahem nashim v'lahem achim, and they have wives and they have a brother to do yibum, v'amdu achim v'asu mamar b'nishoseim v'nasnu get. And what happens if they did the mamar, which according to Beis Hillel is midrabanan, and a get was given. O shecholtzu masa asu asu. Whatever was done is done. Vimbalu, and if they had relations, kanu. Then the yibum works. Mesu achim. If the brothers of the pitzua daka die, and then what came out? What happens if the brothers die? Va'amdu hein, and the inverse. Now the yibum is being and chalitza. Are brothers who are normally these Yisurim to adapt Kroshivchas Ris Adam and Azakain, Vamdu Hain Vasu Maimar Binishem Nasnu Gate, O Chotsu, or they did Chalitza, Masha Asu Asu Vimbalu, Kanu Vasur the Kaiman. The Kenyan works and they're not allowed to stay married. Mishum Shinemar, Lo Yavo Tsu Adaku Kroshivcha Bikal Hashem, because they're not allowed to come Bikal Hashem. Alma bikahal askinan. So we see from here that there is an iser of the Ptsua Daka lovo bikal Hashem. So how could we say above that according to Rabbi Akiva that they're allowed do yibum only with nisue gioris where there is no iser kal? Here we see that according to Rabbi Akiva, even if there's an iser kal, nevertheless you're able to do yibum. And the question becomes why? At the end of the day, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference between chai ve'lavin and Chayve Krisus. Continues the Gemara, El Amar Rabba. So therefore, we can't give Rabbi Ami's Teres. The Gemara continues 2 lines into the wide. Rabbi gives the following pshat in our Mishnah, how you could do Yibum if we're talking about a Sris. Kigon Shenafla Lo, Ulubesof Niftza. We're talking about a case of where the Yibum fell to him before he was a Saris, and then only afterwards did he become a Sris. The Gemara is going to go on and challenge that. And Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to pick up with that tomorrow, 3 lines into the wide on the bottom of Ayin Tes on the base. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Tes in Maseches Yevamos.